Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham juggles the ball. That's an error on Billingham. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Walkenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Walkenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Porter and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle fields it and throws to second for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. There goes Wackenfuss trying to get to second. Cowens throws the ball into White, who tags Wackenfuss for the out. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Washington steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Trammell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Kemp moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Billingham covering, for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquett hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for UL Washington. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing shortstop. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing right field. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 3 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. John Hiller now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Amos Otis pinch hits for Daryl Porter. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.